This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And it's Wednesday evening, so we're going to talk to the guys. We're going to kick off with the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. That means Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrilli. Good evening, fellows.
Good evening, Bill.
What's on the mind of Arbalest Quarrel? What's on your minds?
What's in our minds?
Roger? Can I just jump in?
A brief
thought came to mind. And then I know that Roger has done a lot of research and has a lot to say tonight, and I look forward to it as well. But I've been given some thought, and regardless of the subject, we all know what's happening with fake news, attacks on Trump, extreme progressivism, extreme socialism, extreme left-wing thinking. And everything that we stand for and our audience stands for, pretty much the other side is the absolute reverse and counter side. So I've been thinking, because I've been talking to a lot of people in the last few days, and this is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing the truth. They asked me, well, what can I do to make a difference? I'm only one person. What can I do? And I said, you know what? That is a very good question. What can I do? How can you, as only one person, make a difference? And obviously, you know what I mean by making a difference. I mean voting right. So I think what we should think about, and throughout this program, interject where appropriate, the idea that if each of us just went out and got one person to join us, help them learn the truth. Ask them, do you, and I did this with my own sons just recently. You guys listen to Fox News? Hey, Stephen Michael, you ever hear of One America News? When was the last time you picked up an NRA publication? Learn the truth. Don't constantly accept what is easy. In a few days, I'll be at an airport. I won't see Fox News anymore. I'll be inundated with CNN, MSNBC, BBC, European news. I'll always be able to get a New York Times no matter where I go in Europe. But you know what? I don't want to read the New York Times. I do, just to know what they're saying, because they're not saying the truth. But I also get my news from real good sources. Why don't we go out and get one person and turn them on to the sources that we get our information from, ask them to register if they're not already registered, and then tell them, hey, why don't we go? And I said this last week. I said, well, come on, we'll vote together, and after we vote, we'll go for a pizza and a beer. Or whatever. So that's what I was thinking. And again, in my hand, I have America's First Freedom, this issue of the NRA publication. There are 10 Senate races. I don't need to tell everybody how imperative it is that we maintain a Senate majority in the Republican Party. Why? Well, number one, to protect President Trump against possible impeachment. Because if we don't maintain control of the House, they will go for impeachment. Now, that could be stopped in its tracks if we have enough of senators that will block that. And the other important reason is we need to confirm Supreme Court nominees like Kavanaugh. So we don't need any more reason than that. And that's it. So, Roger, what are we talking about tonight?
Well, let me add my own two cents here. As I watch the news, too, I'm constantly amazed at the incessant contradictions that flood the airwaves. And I just want to point out a few of these. One, for example, we are compelled by Democrats and socialists to use our military, ostensibly to increase our global influence. But whether this is for us or for Western internationalist elites, I don't know. And yet within our own country, we are compelled to weaken our country by opening our borders to tens of millions, and I would say eventually hundreds of millions of refugees, migrants, low-educated workers, criminals, and mentally incompetent and other alien defectives. Another thing, Democrats and socialists extol the virtues of the free press, okay, even as that same press constantly and incessantly denigrates, defames, vilifies, ridicules, even crucifies our U.S. president. Democrats and socialists argue for freedom of speech and freedom of association, even as they claim that so-called hate speech, meaning anything they disagree with, should be banned, and groups whom they hate must disband. The running narrative is that Russia is the great bugaboo and threat to our democracy, even though it is really China that steals our technology, buys our companies and real estate, and infiltrates our sectors, all sectors of our economy and institutions, and advises with us for global dominance. We are said to be a country where the rule of law is supreme, but our FBI and Department of Justice give the pass to Clinton and her cronies and spends tens of millions of dollars to take down a popularly and legitimately elected president simply because the wealthy liberal elite of this country don't want Trump to be president, never wanted him to be president, can't and won't abide him, therefore demand to take him down by hook or by crook. And lastly, of course, we are told that the Second Amendment, the NRA, are the biggest threat to our democratic principles, even as the destruction of the right of the people to keep and bear arms would be the single most clear evidence of the destruction of a free republic and everything that this country stands for and was created for by our founders and by the framers of our Constitution. And do we have a couple more minutes or...
Well, we have 1 minute, about a minute 20
seconds. 1 minute?
All right. Bill, you say something.
Well, I'm...
Come on, it's your show. Say something.
Well, I was asking you guys what you had on your mind. That's what I say. I interview, you guys answer. That's the way that works.
Okay. All right. Well, I like that.
Unless you're done, Roger. Are you done? Are you done?
I'll be done if you'd like me to be done. Yes. Okay.
No, that's not ever. Roger's done. If he's done, he won't be with us. No, Roger, don't be done.
Well, I think there's a couple of opportunities here within the legislative process. Although I'm kind of thinking now, I mean, I don't think they're going to flip the House, and I know they're not going to flip the Senate. I think the Senate's going to be a bloodbath for the Democrats. So while we should never, you know, count the chickens until they're hatched. I get what you guys are saying, but at the same time, I'm enjoying the good news too. Lots of good news, but that's all right. We'll talk about that when we get back. Arbalest Quarrel. You can find Arbalest Quarrel at arbalestquarrel.com, where they're also featured writers at amoland.com. And I don't know, they're making, everybody's like, you know, Roger's writing shorter articles now.
You're right.
I try.
They're coming in.
So it's a quicker read that way anyway. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, Roger Katz, Stephen DeAngeli. One thing I need to, Stephen, I've got sort of like the busy throat right now. So, like, when you guys are talking, that's actually better for me. So, but I do appreciate you trying to referee the show. That was good. Thanks.
Okay. We'll keep that in mind. Well, Stephen will keep it in mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Good, Roger. Take over. Okay, you want me to take over? All right. Well, so, you know why? Wait, before you do that, no, you know why that's dangerous. Hold on. You know,
all right.
Give me 1 minute. I'm perusing our conversation that I should actually get paid to promote this thing. But no, I don't want to get paid. In fact, anybody wants to pay me, I will donate the money to a good cause like the NRA. I'll give it right back to them. But the NRA's publication, America's First Freedom, there's an interesting article about that in there. Knife crime in London, England, is up astronomically. Knife crime. Why knife crime? Because we know that you can't have a gun in England. It's almost impossible, even though criminals do get them. But and even the police rarely carry them, except for the special police. But what does this mean? Why am I even mentioning this? Well, it is interesting because knife crime went up in London to the effect that it is adversely and now seriously affecting their tourism business, and i.e. that means their economy. And that means that people that deal in restaurants and pubs and food and taxi drivers and transportation and everything, their livelihood is being affected. So what do you think? Does this mean that England's going to now change its gun laws or change the laws regarding the individual's right or ability to defend themselves, whether it be a knife, a baseball bat, a club, whatever? No. Why not? Not until and not unless the people wake up and start telling their politicians how they want the laws to affect them. Got the point? It's us. We cannot blame anyone other than ourselves if things go wrong. That's it. I'm done.
Well, I mean, that's true, but like you're talking about in England, in London right now, their murder rate's gone higher than New York City. Congratulations. You guys are not, you're not number one. But, and they're trying to practice knife control. They're trying to ban knives.
I don't know.
I guess I'll have to sell all the steaks in chunks now. There will be no more ribeyes, just chunks of ribeye meat. But they're trying to get rid of all the knives. And still, it's going up.
Well, you're going to have to buy Wagyu Kobe beef from us.
Yeah, but it'll have to be. Well, I guess you.
You don't need a knife. It's so tender.
Yeah, but there's only so much of that to go around. Only so much of that to go around. But, I mean, Sadiq Khan, who's the mayor of New York, he keeps doubling down. And in the meantime, it's not just knives. I mean, they got they're weaponizing cars. They have a huge Islamic concentration there. Everything that can go wrong. And plus, for those few guns that actually do, there's actually a couple of million guns in the UK that they have permits for, the double-barreled shotguns. But if you shoot somebody that breaks into your house, you're going to jail.
You're going to jail, and that's what Roger wants to talk about, too, about this, what it means to be an American and the immigration laws and how Trump is so right. We need to protect our borders. Right, Roger?
Yeah, absolutely. But I want to kick the issues that you touched on and that Bill touched on from a philosophical perspective. And I bring up the philosophical perspective only because what we see in the news is such a flip of what has existed even, 5-10 years ago. Democrats had their particular views of what government should do and what the principal policy should be. And the Republicans had theirs. But today we see something where the very concept, basic concepts of citizenship, of a Bill of Rights, of a concept of natural rights, is being attacked on levels that we have not seen before. And Britain actually is a good case study for what could happen here, because we see where the press is basically controlled, Here, of course, they do whatever the hell they want. They don't seem to be really involved with investigation, but they have their own agenda, which has nothing to do with protecting American citizens. But you had talked about knives before. I just wanted to touch on it briefly because we did talk about this actually some weeks ago. And the problem, as Bill intimated, is the fact that you have all these refugees and aliens, people that cannot be assimilated. They come from unusual cultures. Sweden is another example. And instead of clamping down on these people, instead it's the British subject that's being clamped down. So the problem is not the, the problem is not the people. If the problem is with the guns. If there's no guns, well, then it's the knives. It's the idea of trying to control, but it'll be controlling the innocent individual who cannot protect himself or herself from the very wild individuals that come from foreign places that have no business in those countries in the first place. And that is what we would have here if, in fact, Obama had his way or if Clinton got in. But I think in the next segment, I do want to touch on, because there is a bit of an inconsistency and a paradox when we talk about the concept of citizenship and the concept of natural rights as embodied in the Bill of Rights. And I've been wrestling with these concepts for some time. I think I've come up with some sort of an understanding of how we should be looking at these concepts. I would like to relate that to your listeners, Bill, in the next segment of my
question. Let's do that then. We'll do that. I do want to ask you a couple of questions about a couple of other things. Before you do that, regarding the refugee thing, what you think of it. ArborlessQuarrel.com, that's where you can find what these guys write. It's very prolific. Also featured writers at AmmoLand.com. And, well, on Wednesdays they come in here and Roger tries to educate me and Stephen is my co-host. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
The first of 5 days remembering the late John McCain took place today down at the Arizona Capitol in Phoenix, Arizona. At a private ceremony earlier today, former Senator John Kyle shared some thoughts on McCain.
John McCain believed in America. He believed in its people, its values, and its institutions.
As the Senator Lyons stated today, the public is able to pay their final respects to Senator McCain. Today, President Trump took to Twitter to launch an attack at longtime Justice Department official Bruce Orr, saying it's, quote, disgraceful, unquote, that he still has a job at the department. Orr testified behind closed doors to two House committees about his relationship with Christopher Steele and the FBI in an unverified dossier full of allegations about President Trump's ties to Russia. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 60 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel just now. Roger Katz, in the last segment, he was talking about some stuff having to do with refugees and what's going on in Europe as far as the case study is concerned now. In Europe right now, Roger, now I know, like it's say in Germany, the German citizens are getting sort of sick and tired of that European Union, let's have everybody come in. The whole reason they need the refugees, and let me see what you think about this theory of mine, Roger. Now, I served in Europe in the 80s, and we used to spend, I don't know, gosh, 20 times as much to defend their country in Germany as Germany did. Now, at the time, because we were spending so much and we had such a presence over there, Germany was able to build up this really nice welfare state. And everybody was happy with the way Germany was back in the 80s. And then the wall came down. And, a lot of people, a lot of things began to change. Now, the people that, I was on the tail end of the baby boom. And as the baby boomers have begun to retire over there in Germany, they have less and less of a workforce to be in there. So they've started importing people to pay for their welfare state. And unfortunately, a lot of them have been combat-age males that are Islamic.
Mm-hmm.
And despite us knowing all of this, in Germany, Angela Merkel, she's apparently got like a death wish. I mean, she's cozying up to Putin, and she's still allowing the EU basically, well, she sort of tells the EU what she's going to do, but then it all has to do with letting more and more immigrants in there because they don't basically have borders in the EU. Do you think England is going, with their Brexit, is that going to solve some of their issue with that?
I would tend to think that it would, if in fact Brexit does actually
occur.
Take effect. At the moment, I think it was the one of the ministers or a couple of the ministers were very upset at me at the suggestion that, well, yeah, we're going to have Brexit in Britain, but we're going to we're not going to rock the boat when it comes to the economic responsibilities and duties and obligations that we have and always did have under the EU principles. So I we have to wait and see what's going to transpire there. But apart from that, obviously, throughout Europe, whether it's Poland or Hungary or Austria, Italy, Greece, look, nationals from all of these countries are very, very concerned about the refugee crisis because it was really Merkel, I guess, at the behest of the European Commission, you know, the real ruling body out of Brussels, that said, well, we're going to take these people in. And you have to begin to wonder, is it really that, it was a matter of the economy of the countries? No, I don't think so. Germany was doing pretty well. And in fact, that's part of the myth of the EU anyway, the idea that the economic union was supposed to have a common currency and allowing a free a transfer of labor across national lines would benefit all member nations so that all the nations would prosper. But obviously, that's not the case at all. Germany has done very well. France, to some extent, Italy, Portugal, Spain, and Greece have done extraordinarily poorly. But the question is, why were these people allowed in from North Africa, from the Middle East? Because they basically have destroyed culture and civilization that has existed for hundreds of years. And it's with the blessing of these individuals like Merkel and Macron and other I like to refer to them as the Rothschild technocrats. And clearly, this was not part of the pact that the nation states, that the people of Europe really agreed to when they decided to kowtow to the elites and entered some sort of union, which is still to this day. You have constant renditions of revisions of the various notions of what this European Union is supposed to be and what it's supposed to look like. But clearly, it's a matter of taking power away from national governments and from the people of those nations and handing it over to these elites, these multi-billionaires and trillionaires that have their own agenda, and they see it as a globalized world that benefits them personally. And I think that the refugee mess is really something that creates the very volatility that they want because it's good for business. But I do want to point out one thing, though, as I understood the European Union and open border policy, Merkel has stated is not really true. The open border policy was supposed to benefit the members, the populations, the citizenry of the various nation states that were members of the European Union.
Right.
So that an individual looking for a job and maybe has a trouble in Italy, he can go to Germany and he doesn't need a passport. And that was understood. It had nothing to do, nothing whatsoever to do with individuals who are citizens or subjects or maybe stateless people. Nations of the Middle East or Asia or Africa, they had no right. The open border policy had nothing to do with them. And yet it's one of those things that the government, the Merkel and the press never takes her to task on that. But she slithers all around that and says, oh, yes, we have an open borders policy. Yep. And you can see how it's worked out. And yet this is the very thing that Obama wanted to have in this country, and clearly Clinton would have done. And, of course, the DOJ, remember, what's her, Sally Yates, when she, to me, it came not just a matter of insubordination, but clearly an illegal act to refute the power and authority of the president, who she served, who has a duty to protect the citizens of this country, and had a temporary travel ban in place. She didn't like it. So clearly, who was she working for? The Obama administration? The policies of the Rothschild clan to bring tens of millions of these refugees, unassimilable people over to this country? Islam doesn't have a place, certainly not the radical Islam of these countries. And it's clear that all you have to do is see Europe. Do we want that over here? Well, apparently, nope. That seems to be what the end game is.
Yep.
That and all of these migrants from Central America and Mexico.
Let me get you to hold right there. I got one more thing I want to ask you, and then I'm going to let you get back to what you were wanting to talk about. I hope I'm short-winded enough about it. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to the guys from Arborless Quarrel, we're talking about borders, which I think the key here is that with a lack of a border, we're not really a country, we're not really a nation. But did you see this, Roger, where the Cuomo with the better hair and the complexion, the guy they've already anointed as the next governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has decided that he's going to bring single payer to California, even though the leftist politicians in the General Assembly can't do it, and even though it was $400 billion, which was twice their budget, and even though they're in debt, and even though the bullet train is not going anywhere, Gavin Newsom wants to have single payer and invite everybody on the planet to come get it. There's no such thing as illegal aliens to him.
Yeah. And that's the story of California. If they don't like a particular policy of the federal government, well, just ignore it because they know better. It's absurd. At some point, Californians are going to have to screw their head on back, right? There's a few counties that have it right, but unfortunately, actually, if you look at the big tech companies, the progressives that they are, they're the ones with all the money. Are they going to be so willing to part with a good chunk of it to take care of all these illegal aliens on the ground that, well, you know, everyone in California, including them, are citizens of the world. And sure, therefore, they can partake of the largesse of the California. And you know what? The rest of the nation ought to maybe donate some monies to California, too, for the good of their population. It's just ridiculous. But
I mean, they shut down they've shut down all of their own oil drilling, all of their offshore drilling. Some of the offshore stuff is sort of problematic with all of, they just had an earthquake the other day, so they don't want to do that. But they've shut down everything there pretty much as far as oil drilling. And they want to have nothing but renewable energy, but they're the single biggest state with the highest oil imports from Saudi Arabia. Because all of their power to recharge the Teslas and to do all these other things is coming from fossil fuel.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just laughing at the irony. Excuse me.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of irony in Jerry Brown and all of these people that tend to govern, apparently, for the benefit of individuals who are anything but citizens of the United States. And that gets to the point, actually, the issue that I want to deal with. It's something I've been wrestling with for the longest time, and that has to do with, again, the concept of citizenship and the concept of natural rights as embodied in the Bill of Rights. Those who would espouse to have no borders, that would talk about being a citizen of the world, which is to really say that no one is really a citizen of any country, because the very concept of citizen, however you define it, is really tied to the notion of a nation. And you're right, too, that to be a nation is to have, it's actually an analytical truth, is to have borders. And if those borders are not enforced, then for all intents and purposes, you don't have a nation. But the question that I have then is, how do we define what a natural right is? And what is the meaning of the term citizen of the United States? And then looking at the two together, do natural rights apply to all individuals across the board, whether or not they are citizens of the United States? See, that was the thing that was always problematic to me. If we talk about the Bill of Rights as referencing rights that inure to the individual itself, they're not created by man, they're not created by government. So, of course, the odd thing is that you have these socialists that basically are all atheists. They're essentially communists. And they don't like the idea that there could be a creator that would have authority over that of government, which, of course, is what you have in China as a communist dictatorship, and what you have in Cuba. But if we look then to there is an answer. And the answer is that no, that unless you are a citizen of the United States, and that is specifically defined in the Constitution, and it's interpreted by law in an important 1990 case, Vertigo versus Urquidez, very important case. We find that the term citizen does have a very specific meaning, where it kind of lost its way. It's not in the original Constitution as ratified in 1788, but actually 80 years later in the 14th Amendment, which we tend to think of as a pretty good thing. Insofar as we say, well, certain rights, the Bill of Rights do apply to the states and not just the federal government. But we got to remember that the 14th Amendment was actually considered, it was called actually the, I think, a Reconstruction Amendment. But it was created with the idea of basically providing freedom to the slaves of this country, to the Negro class. And it was the idea that, well, look, they were born here, but they, you know, if you didn't think of them as citizens, well, we're going to say that, and this is what the 14th Amendment does say, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state where they reside. Now, this has been debated, but it's pretty clear from the sources I've looked at, the academic sources, that all persons born in this country does not refer, believe it or not, to individuals that happen to be born of individuals who are illegal aliens. Now, that might be anathema to the socialists, because they have their idea that, well, you know, all we have to do is bring in all these individuals, and even if you have a problem with them, once they plop a kid down, and then they're citizens, and then they can make citizens of you who brought them here, plus all your extended aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, and so forth and so on. And that's not the case at all. And but looking at the Constitution, that's where We don't see that. We see, for example, in a few places, we have Article 1, the power of the Congress shall have the power to establish a uniform rule of naturalization. But the founders made very clear that Congress is not unlimited in its ability to determine who a citizen is. You have Article 4, the citizens of each state shall be entitled to all privileges and immunities of citizens in the several states, but citizen is not defined there. Then you have Article 2, Section 1, no person except a natural born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of president. That's become very important in years when you think about Obama, for example, whose father was from Kenya. That's no supposition. That's true. And whether he, even if he was born here, is he a natural born citizen? What does the concept natural born mean? And it turns out that if you look at the history of this, of what James Madison, and George Mason and John Jay, what they had to say, it was pretty clear that they were not thinking that anyone who happened to come here who did not have by blood a tie to this country.
Yeah, we're about
having a.
I hate to cut you off, but we're about to run out of time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But don't apologize. I'm sorry. I wish minutes were longer. So anyway, arbalestquarrel.com, that's where you find what Roger writes, what Stephen writes. Also, as featured writers at amoland.com, thank you guys for showing up tonight.
Thank you.
All right, hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.